Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining me. This is Alta Vies and the Empowered Entrepreneur on Professional Women Entrepreneurs Blog Talk Radio Show. I thank you for joining me today. I'm so excited about the topic today. It's about networking, a very big piece of business knowledge for any business, big business, little business, entrepreneurs, mom and pop shops, DIY, everything. Networking is a huge part of what makes your business grow. Networking is a huge part of what makes your business thrive. And the title of tonight's message is, you're either networking or you're not working. If you're not networking on a regular basis, if you're not networking with people around you, then your business is going to die. It won't thrive. You won't grow. You won't be able to expand because networking is that bridge to get you to that next point. And something that a lot of people don't realize is that there's three major things that you're missing when it comes to networking for your particular business, and I'm going to share those things with you tonight. So, again, thank you for joining me this evening. As always, I'm Alta Vies Pelzer of AP Business Consultants on Professional Women Entrepreneurs Blog Talk Radio Show. Great, great topics. There are also other great hosts. Take your time, listen in, listen to some of the other episodes, the older episodes. You'll find out great tidbits of information that can help you move your business forward. So, for tonight's topic, you're either networking or you're not working. This is something that is really dear to my heart because networking is a very big piece of business consulting. Networking is how I get new clients. Networking is how I find out new ideas and information. Networking is how I am able to share clients and have clients shared with me. I've had a number of clients referred to me from people that I network with. I've not necessarily done business with them, but just basic conversation and talking with them, sharing ideas, getting ideas out there has brought me to a point where I've gained clientele just from networking with the people that I've come in contact with, small, big, short-term, long-term, it all helps. Now, what I wanted you to understand for tonight is there are three things that most entrepreneurs do not do when it comes to networking your brand, networking your business. And a lot of times it's simple things, things that they just overlook, they're not thinking about it, or it could be things that they're scared to do for whatever the reason. But these three things are holding you back from bridging that gap between where your business is now and where your business will be. So the first thing is be your brand. I don't know how many times businesses, entrepreneurs are talking about their business, but they have nothing to show for it. You're going to all these events and sporting events. You're going to parties. You're going to all these activities, and you have nothing on your person that speaks who your business is, that speaks to your brand. So that's a missed opportunity. That's a missed opportunity to network, even if it's so much as having a T-shirt or a baby doll shirt or a tank top or anything with your logo on it, having your tagline on it, having your business name, your business phone number, having your business card on a T-shirt, handing your business cards out is something that everybody does. So being your brand is taking it to that next level. You be the brand. You allow people to see who your business is through you. So even if you're going to a business meeting or you're going to an event, create a T-shirt or a baby doll shirt or a tank top that you can put underneath a blazer. That's being your brand. Even if it's a pen that you're writing with or a notepad that has your business information on it, that's being your brand. That's taking it up to that next level because people around you are looking at what you're using. People around you are seeing what you have on. And when you're taking pictures and you're laughing and you're joking, they can see your brand on your shirt. They can see your brand on your jacket. If you have teenagers, having your logo put on a pair of sneakers is very simple. But if they're going out and doing parties or doing this and doing that, it's something because it allows that child or that teen to stand out because they have something unique and different. But also, it's still being your brand. It's still getting your business out there to the public, allowing people to see something different, standing out. So, again, the first thing that a lot of entrepreneurs are not doing is they're not being their brand. They have a business card and they leave it at that. They have a flyer and they leave it at that. What about a hat? What about a scarf? Right now, the infinity scarves are very popular. So get some infinity scarves with your brand name on it, with your logo on it, with your logo all around it. These are the things that you need to be thinking about when it comes to being your brand, stepping outside the box. The second thing that I want you to think of when it comes to networking and the things that entrepreneurs are not doing is making opportunities happen. Networking is great. There are so many opportunities where businesses and business owners are getting together and meeting and talking, but you're not looking for businesses or business owners to buy your product. If you are, that may be your area. But you're looking for clients. That is your goal. So if your goal is to look for clients, then you need to be where your clients are. You need to create ideas and opportunities for where your clients are. So an example of this is right now we have so many different businesses in the market for lashes and makeup and things like that. So how are you reaching your clientele? What are you doing that's different than everybody else? How about having a party where you teach them how to put lashes on? How about having a party where you teach them a technique of putting on makeup? How about doing a little kids party where you do makeup for the little kids? These, again, are making opportunities because you're not only talking and reaching out to a new clientele, but you're doing it in such a way that you're going to get repeat customers. Even if everyone who purchases something or everyone who's there does not get something, you're still creating the opportunity for there to be a customer later on down the line, for there to be another opportunity for past your way because of what you did. Right now is homecoming season. Everybody and anybody will be wanting to learn how to do their makeup so they're not going to homecoming looking like a clown. Nobody wants to look like a clown when you're going to in any event. So all of these opportunities are right there before you. Go to a school and say, hey, I would like to do a class on doing your makeup for homecoming. Very simple. You just opened up anywhere from 30 to 100 potential opportunities right there, just in that one class. And you can do it all at once. You can do several different classes. However you do it, you just set yourself up for the opportunity to have up to, if not more, than 100 potential clients. So it's about making opportunities happen. It's about stepping it up and making those opportunities a reality for yourself. If you're not comfortable with having people come to your home, go to other people's homes. Everybody doesn't feel comfortable with having parties, because I think that is something that has gotten maybe it's gone above and beyond. Everybody has a party for everything. So people get a little antsy when you say, well, you should have a such-and-such party, or you should have a such-and-such party for this or a party for that. All right, so let's not do a party. Do a photo shoot. Let's do a secret shopper opportunity. Let's do a fundraiser. There's all these other opportunities that you can be branding yourself with and putting out there and sharing. One of the biggest things is a lot of companies have opportunities for fundraising, but they don't advertise it. Isn't that a great opportunity for you to create business and do a huge sale at once? So are you reaching out to the PTOs and PTAs in the area? Just about every school has at least one. It may not always be well put together as some other ones, but at least every school has a PTA or a PTO. The holidays are coming up. Now's a great opportunity for you to do a fundraiser. You help the school, and in return, you're gaining clientele. Again, great opportunities that you can create for your business. So first it was be your brand. Being your walking billboard, being your spokesperson, being that person that's speaking up and out about your company or your business and your brand. The second was make opportunities happen. It's time to get it together, which takes us right into our third one. Get rid of the box. Everybody wants to talk about thinking outside the box. And how, oh, you need to think outside the box, you need to think outside the box. You need to get rid of the box. Get rid of the idea that I have to do what everybody else has done. I have to do a party. I have to do what other people in my company are doing. No, you don't. You don't have to do that. You can do whatever you like as long as it's legal. Do not tell anybody that I told you to do anything illegal. But you have this opportunity. Use it. Share. Grow. Do something phenomenal. So, for instance, you have right now is football season. You have soccer season. You'll have basketball season. You'll have all these opportunities. If you're someone that does fitness or sells nutrition items, protein bars, anything, this is your opportunity to connect with a sports team, be it local or not, and donate. Donate protein bars for the team for one of their home games. Donate water bottles for the team for one of their home games. Do a fundraiser for a team for one of their There's so many opportunities there. It's time for you to stop thinking in this little narrow box. It's time for you to stop even looking at a box. Matter of fact, get a star, a heart. Think of a whole nother shape. But it is definitely time for you to stop thinking about this box and stop confining yourself to these small ideas of ways to build your business. And this can be from you doing marketing, you doing consulting, administration. There's ways for you to get outside of that whole idea of, okay, I have to get up. Okay, I have to create this for you, create that for you, send it to you, and then that's it. Are you sharing your ideas and your opportunities with people? Are you sharing ideas with them, or are you allowing them to share ideas with you? If this is your business and this is what you feel as though that you can do 100%, then you should be the one sharing ideas with your client. You should be the one encouraging them about what they should do, not the other way around. Because if they're encouraging you about what they want you to do for them, then that doesn't show your passion for your business. It doesn't show the love that you have for your business. It doesn't show how great you are at doing this and why they should pay you. There's a reason why you want people to pay you. It's because you have something that no one else has. And if you don't, then now's the time for you to find what that thing is that you can provide that no one else provides. How can you go above and beyond? How can you be better than the next or the other company? How can you create something for this business that will take them to their next level? How can you make this client 100 times better? What can you do? You need to start thinking about these things, because everybody can create a form. Anybody can create a flyer. Now, everybody's flyer is going to look the same. Everybody's business card is not going to look the same. The same thing with being a photographer. A lot of people can take pictures. We see that now with Instagram. But what sets you apart from the next photographer? What makes you stand out? That when you go to your clientele, that when you show off your pictures, they're looking at something different. Even if it's this, a similar picture that they've already saw, there's something different about the picture that you took, or something different about the way you took your picture that made you stand out. It's time to stand out. It's time to be bold. That's what getting rid of this this idea of this box. It's being bold. It's standing out. It's no longer rolling with the punches. It's no longer, okay, I'll accept that. No, it's not accepting it. It's changing it. Changing the idea of what your business is, changing the idea of what someone in your business does. Those are the businesses that will stand out. Those are the businesses that will continue to thrive and flourish. They will gain new clientele. They will understand new things and grow. Why? Because they're taking this opportunity to be their brand. They're taking this opportunity to make opportunities happen, to create a new client. And as I say that, do you even know what your ideal client looks like? Most entrepreneurs don't. Most entrepreneurs still have a broad range and a broad idea of who they would like, quote unquote, to work with. It's no longer about who you would like to work with. It's time to be bold. Who do you want as a client? Because that will also determine how you go after that client. Do you want a house mom, a housewife? Do you want someone who is home during the day? Or do you want someone who has a 9-to-5 job? Do you want someone who's in retail? What's the age? What do they look like? What do they listen to? Now's the time for you to get specific about what it is you're going after. Because when you're specific about what it is you're going after, that is when you'll be able to be your brand. That is when you'll be able to make opportunities happen. And that is when you'll be able to get rid of the box. And this is something, again, with the increase of entrepreneurship in the world today, you see it. What are the businesses that are at the top? What are the businesses that are standing out? What are they doing? What are they doing that's different? They see a void. They create something, make an opportunity to fill that void. And they do it in such a way that other people are looking and saying, wow, I never thought about that. I never looked at it in that way. That is what it is. That's what it's about. This is about taking your brand to the next level. Go ahead. I'll let that marinate for a little bit. Just think about it. That is what is going to propel you to your next level. That is the bridge to get you to your next opportunity, to your next client, to your next level of income. Because when you think about it, these three things will take you to that next level of income that you have chosen for your business. If you've chosen to make an extra $10,000 for 2016 than what you made in 2015, these three techniques, these three things will help you get to that point and may even get you surpass that point when you think about it, because when you get rid of the box and you do things different and those new opportunities come in, a lot of people are going to see you. They're going to see your brand. They're going to see you as an individual, as an entrepreneur, and they're going to want to invest in what you have. It's a great opportunity. It's time to move forward. It's time to move your vision from the heart to the stage. Meaning the things that you have in your heart, these big ideas of one day wanting to have the name of your business across the Goodyear blimp. Yes, it is time to take your personal ideas from your heart to your stage. And one of the things I want you to understand is don't allow people to take you off track. I'll leave you with that. Don't allow people to get you off track. Don't allow people to be naysayers in your journey for your business. Yes, you should always have wise counsel when it comes to business, when it comes to entrepreneurship. But don't allow people to steal what's precious to you because they cannot understand where you're going. Don't allow people to take the dream that you have, completely douse the fire that is underneath it. They can't see the vision that you have. They don't see what you see at times. And that's okay. But it's time to take that vision, that dream that you have from your heart to the stage. And you can do that by doing those three things, being your brand. It's time to wear your brand across your sleeve, across your forehead, across your chest. However that works for you. It's time to make opportunities happen by any means necessary, legally, please and thank you. And it's time to get rid of the box. Be a new you. Be bold. Stand out. Even when there are people who are going to say to you that what you're thinking of, it's never been done, great. Even when you have people who say to you, you can't do that, that's what you say, but great. Take that as motivation to push, to press past all the negativity. Take that as motivation to push your business up to the next level. Take that as opportunity to see your business for what it is, as a seed. And that seed needs to be watered. That seed needs light. And it just needs space and opportunity to grow. And if you allow people who are naysayers to tell you what you can do, what you can't do, then that's not giving your seed, your dream, the space it needs to grow. Well, that's all I have for you today. I thank you once again for listening to The Empowered Entrepreneur with Altidis Pelzer of AP Business Consultants. You can find me on Facebook at Altidis Pelzer or AP Business Consultants on Facebook. I have a Facebook group page. Also, you can find me on Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram. I'm always sharing encouraging nuggets, encouraging words. If you have any questions or if you need someone to share ideas with, by all means, send me a message on Facebook. We can chat. We can talk. I love sharing ideas and opportunities and things that you might not have thought of before or adding things to what you have already thought of. Let's get your business from your heart to the stage. That's all the time that I have for you today. Also, connect with us, Professional Women Entrepreneurs, on Facebook as well as on Twitter. We have a great page for you to network with other like-minded business entrepreneurs, great women who are in their field, who are doing great things, moving and shaking, authors, everybody, anybody, publishers, people who do graphic design, people that can help your business flourish, anything and everything. Even if you're looking for someone who can do administrative services, everything that you need, you can find someone in that group. Again, that's Professional Women Entrepreneurs, and this is PWE Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Continue suppressed.